On the outskirts of Sikilo, some 250 kilometres southeast of the capital Dakar, rests a small village made up of concrete huts grouped together per family. Just a few hundred people live here. Aliou Njabi, the village chief, inspects his fields. He cultivates groundnuts and small seeded grasses or millet. Aliou, like many farmers across Senegal, is waiting for the monsoon season to start. The weather here can be a real curse, he says.
The weather is our bad luck. When cultivating, if you don't have the right information, then really you are farming blind. The most important factor for farmers is to have climate information.
Senegal's predominantly rain-fed agriculture is highly vulnerable to climate change as production depends largely on the amount of rainfall. Knowing when it will rain is key to calculating the risks of planting and harvesting certain crops. Traditionally, Senegalese farmers relied on indicators from their environment to predict the weather. This knowledge was passed down from one generation to the next. For 33-year-old farmer Maria Maketa, when the towering baobab tree at the entrance of her village sprouted leaves, that meant the rain would come, but not anymore.
It's changed a lot. Before we had a lot of rain, there were lots of trees. Now it's like this. There's little water, and so the farmers are forced to work with less water. It doesn't rain as much now.
Rainfall is rarer and more precious than ever, but there is hope. Sikilo's farmers now have modern technology at their fingertips to stand in for the natural signs that have been thrown off kilter by the changing climate. They rely on climate information sent via text message from the National Agency of Civil Aviation and Meteorology, known as ANACIM, based in Dakar. In 2010, Sikilo became the first so-called climate-smart village in Senegal.
98% it is spot on. The messages can arrive at any time except in the dry season. The messages don't come as usual, but they go along the lines of forecast. There will be rain in the vicinity of Kafrine in 2 hours. That's how we get the message.
To reach as many people as possible, ANACIM has partnered with a community radio network to broadcast weather information in French as well as local languages.
Mesdames, Messieurs, heureux de vous retrouver pour la page Météo La Côtière en collaboration avec l'ANACIM, l'Agence nationale.
Tala Diang is the president of the community radio network for Senegal that groups 96 local radio stations.
L'ANACIM, ils ont appris aux animateurs comment interpréter le bulletin météo.
ANACIM taught our presenters how to translate the weather bulletin into local languages. Today, our radio network even gathers the climate data because ANACIM gave us rain gauges, taught the presenters how to read them, which we send back to them. Not only do we broadcast, but we gather climate information.
Today, next to seeds and fertilizer, simple mobile phones have become an important tool in building climate resilience. Following SMS weather forecasts instead of environmental indicators meant last year, Mariama's test plot yielded 1.5 tons more groundnuts than her other plot.
Since we've started following climate information, we've seen that the traditionally farmed plot is totally abnormal compared to the test plot. Every time we have a higher yield in our climate fields rather than our traditional fields.
And bigger harvests are vital to the country's food security. Experts project that by 2050, Senegal could see groundnut crops fall between 5 and 25%. Climate change is already having an impact. Over the last 10 years, ANACIM recorded lower rainfall in the Sahel region, says Ousmane Diaye, a climate researcher at ANACIM.
There are two things happening at the same time. There is an amount of rainfall which is going less and less. Onset, the starting of the season, are, you know, move a little bit later and later. Actually, in the 1950s, we used to have good rain. Let's say, let's take just in the middle, in what they call the peanut basins in the middle of Senegal. They used to have like 800 millimeters on average, like in the 1950s. In the 1970s, there was a big drought throughout the Sahel. And now the rainfall really decreased, and they have 500 millimeters. So it's a huge, you know, decrease of the rainfall.
Still, since 2000, a little improvement has been noted. Annual rainfall is up to 600 millimeters. In May, the weather reports brought the farmers good news. The monsoon season that will start a few weeks from now will be a wet one. Emmanuel Landet for DW in Sikilo Village, Senegal.